meet maniacs. I'm confident the world will disfigure Canada. This is for you.
In 1999, we built it, and they came.
It's all about me, DCP.
Make no mistake, I am Daryl Dissolve. I am Imperium.
Twitter Man, Full Steel Cage, and the only way to be eliminated is if you bleed. No time limit. Your balls don't count. And the only thing that we promise is Nazi men will be busted open for your pleasure. Nazi men will get hurt to satisfy your extreme desire. And in the end, Nazi men will go home losers.
Yeah! What the fuck was that?
One man, one belt, one dream. Because in the end, there can only be one glorious wrestler standing in top of all the world. L.I.E. Wrestling. .org. World Heavyweight Champion.
Live it. Love it. Learn it. Because everything about the fucking thing.
Texas. I'm the Promo Machine, and my God, what a show we have for you tonight. I'm looking at the lineup, and I cannot believe we're going to see Knight versus Johnson, McLean taking on Natus, Righteous in a special blindfold match against Chris Ross, Real versus Parks, and in our main event of the evening, that extreme device will be lowered from the ceiling, and Spectre will go one-on-one with True Greatness Michael Morrison for the WWA Heavyweight Crown. But before I dive into the very exciting details of this awesome match, I was shocked to hear that WWA has received some very special home video from one of its ringside fans who was in attendance last week. And in just a moment, you guessed it, folks, we are gonna air that footage. Now, as you can imagine, there has been a great deal of controversy over exactly what happened when True Greatness Michael Morrison won his WWA Heavyweight title last week. Daryl Bazov says that a three count never took place, while Michael Morrison, who now was in the ring, is doubting himself as to whether or not he can recall a fall taking place either. I have to be honest, I wasn't watching. I wasn't watching at all, because instead I was watching DCP laying a GBU ass whooping on Lee Real outside the ring right here next to my announcer's table. Folks, Daryl Bazov also claims that the tapes in the truck were destroyed right after the match, but I find that sort of crazy because no cameras, no WWE cameras were actually recording what happened in the ring. So there's no reason for anybody to destroy any tapes. You know, only the people who are here ringside at that event on that night actually know what happened inside the ring. And as you can imagine, the internet has been buzzing with pictures all week long. Some have the referee counting, while others don't show a referee at all. And then there's still some showing a referee calling for the bell. Whatever the case, I'm not even sure exactly who sent this video in, but from what I'm told, it's going to clear up all the controversy that has built up since our last Superstar show. I, for one, can't wait to see what happened, so let's go to the boys in the back for this very special exclusive footage.
Oh, Thunderstruck finisher into a GBU center, and this one's over. Wait a minute, here comes Lee Real whipping down the aisle. He's trying to get into the ring. The entire country of Canada is behind him, and Parks through the ring, tackling Real onto the ground as the two roll onto the floor, and they're exchanging punches. But wait a minute, why the hell is the bell ringing?
Wow, what can I say? You know, folks, I'm not really sure how to address Daryl Bazov, because apparently someone who was right next to me illegally filming the match caught the three count that I missed and everybody else in the world missed too. You know, but even though there was a three count, I gotta say, Daryl Bazov's feet look pretty close to the ropes, and in my professional opinion, I can still make an argument for Bazov that his foot was slightly under the bottom nylon. Look, make no bones about it. Michael Morrison is the WWA Heavyweight Champion. There was no doubt that Daryl Bazov was not kicking out from that cover. The GBU Thunderstruck finisher combination has to be one of the most devastating tag team moves that I have seen in a very, very long time. And to Daryl Bazov, I can only say this. One loss, Daryl, one loss doesn't make you any less great than you already are, at least in my eyes. With that shocking bit of footage out of the way, let's run down tonight's finish. What now? Well, as you can hear from the music, folks, it appears that the hometown man, Todd Knight, is going to address his people of Austin, Texas. Yeah, here he comes. Yeah, I know, Knight. Shut up or you'll put a fork in my forehead. Yeah. You know, somebody really needs to teach you some people skills.
Austin, Texas, the nightmare has arrived. Now, as I look out over the crowd here tonight, I see a lot of familiar faces. I see a lot of you people that have supported me and stood by me throughout all these years, no matter what I've said or what I've done. And then there's all the rest of you. All you people that want me to fail, and all you people that can't stand me. For all you people chanting right now, you can all just kiss my ass. Yeah, that's right, even you, old man, even you. Don't make me come down there. If I have to come down there, I'm gonna stick this fork in your wrinkled up ass right in front of your ugly grandkids, and I won't think twice about it. ATX, let me hear you make some noise. before I get down to all the reasons why I'm going to be the greatest, most successful WEWA World Television Champion ever. Hey, punk, next time you throw that finger up at me, I'm going to snap it off and feed it to that dog sitting right next to you. What? You gotta be kidding me, man. What? That's not a dog? Oh, it's your girlfriend? What's the bitch's name? What's your name, Godzilla? Tina. Oh, well, Tina. Damn, you're one ugly bitch. Oh. Well, dude, I took a bigger crap than you before I came out here tonight. So my advice would be for you to sit down and shut your damn mouth before I flush your nutty ass down the toilet, just like your mama should have done the day you were born. You know what? Even though I'm sick and tired of listening to all these stupid-ass people, I'm not going to put this microphone down until someone comes out here and makes me.
That goes south. Block Entertainment. I see you, Block. Boys in the Hood. I like this right here. You ready? Let's rock.
Well, Todd Knight issued a challenge, and if there's anyone who's going to shut this big hothead up, it has to be the man, Mike Johnson. The people are on their feet, and Todd has shed his TV title in the ring, and now Knight is begging for the current support. If Johnson comes out right now, this is going to be a prelude to what everyone in the back is calling the match of the night. The curtains are still not parted, and Todd Knight is pacing in the ring. Todd Knight is furious. Diving in the ring from behind is Mike Johnson with his trusty rusty shovel. Oh, shovel shot to the back of the head of Todd Knight. Sends the TV champion into the ropes and pedaling backward off the rebound. Johnson loops his arm in with the shovel around Knight's neck. Using the momentum, side extreme shovel leg sweep. And down goes Todd Knight, grasping at his throat. Todd Knight is hurt, folks, and on the outside, young Sally has just appeared and has set up a table against the side of the apron. She is motioning for Mike Johnson to bring Todd Knight onto the apron. Johnson is out dragging the TV champion through the ropes. And my God, oh my God, Mike. No, no, not the crash and burn. Don't do it, Mike. Jamming Knight's head between his legs. Johnson cranks up the TV champion into the heavens of extreme. Oh my God, arms through the crotch. Bring it on. Crash and burn, cradle leaping pile driver through the table, and folks, Todd Knight is busted open, bad, crippling from the rubble and getting up to his feet with the aid of young Sally. Johnson lays a madman on Todd Knight, and my God, folks, Mike Johnson, if he doesn't win the TV title tonight, I'm not sure when he's ever going to win it. Johnson looks great. Johnson looks furious, and Todd Knight, my God, someone call the medics out here to help our world television champion. Trying to act bad and make me blast that jazz, though. Nothing less, nothing more. I give you what you ask for. Five for the 50, nigga. Go for I hit you, nigga. Bars in the hood, sell anything for five. Five, five.